Hi, this is Todd. Coming up, an interview I did Friday morning with Nick Paulson, who is an ag economist at the University of Illinois and an ag policy expert in the College of ACES, Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences. I did not record my voice. I think you can probably hear most of it, and Nick tends to repeat those questions anyway, so you'll get an idea. It's about acre, probably worth listening to. At least I hope it is. And there are a couple of comments that I'll make along the way just a bit later, too. So here's Nick Paulson.
Okay, Nick, name and title first, please.
Nick Paulson, assistant professor in the Department of Ag and Consumer Economics.
Tell me about, let's see, where do you want to start? Start with the acre program or
someplace
else? Let's start with that.
Okay.
Tell me about it.
Well, the acre program is a new commodity support program option that farmers are going to have the choice of going to starting with this crop year in 2009. I guess the basics of it is it's based on a state level revenue index, so it's covering a revenue measure rather than a target price measure, and it will replace the current countercyclical program, and the cost for producers to elect into the acre option will be to take a 20% cut in their direct payments and a 30% cut in their loan rates for marketing loan programs.
Worthwhile?
The numbers that we've looked at indicate that it most likely is, given where prices are at right now. Specifically in 2009, it seems like there's a potential for a big payment year on the acre program. I guess the big point to note is that the acre program is based on current or more recent market price levels and yield levels, so it will provide support even at these higher price levels that we're at right now, whereas the countercyclical program would not generate any payments unless prices get back below target price levels. So you're looking at $2.35 for corn and in the $5 range for beans.
So and the acre program is based off of the 06-07 numbers, is that right, 07-08?
So the revenue guarantee for 09 for the acre program will be based on the last 5 years of Illinois state yields, and it will be based on the last 2 years of prices, which will be the 07 and 08 marketing year average U.S. price levels.
And it is?
The revenue guarantee for 09 won't be known exactly until the end of September, because that's when the marketing year average price is finally determined. But right now, it looks like it's going to be in the neighborhood of $600 on corn acres, $400 on bean acres, and about $345 on wheat acres.
Okay, so this is fairly simple. No-brainer for a producer. He'd probably like to take acre program for this year, but...
Well, one of the problems with acre, and I don't know if problem is the correct word, but once you do elect to be in the acre program, you're stuck in that, for lack of a better word, through 2012. And this choice is made on a FSA farm ID basis, so it is possible within your operation to have a certain number of your farms in acre and a certain number still in the traditional programs. Another thing with the acre program is that the state level revenue measure has to fall below the state level guarantee, but to be eligible for a payment, the farmer's farm level revenue also has to fall below a farm benchmark. So you have to prove farm level losses. So what that means is you're going to have to prove yield histories if you sign up for acre, and you're also going to have to provide records on an annual basis to prove your yields in each year moving forward.
Yield history should be easy by now for most of these producers, I would think.
Yeah, and I think it's a reasonable request. I mean, I think this acre program has the potential to provide some good support. But from what I hear in the farming community is that a lot of farmers aren't real happy about having to do that again. Proving yields in 02 to update base was kind of a pain for some people, and they're not looking forward to that again. So
let's go back to this five-year commitment. No-brainer for this year, but how does the acre program change over the 5 years? How does that payout number change, which is probably, is it on a rolling average? Or?
Yeah, that's correct. So every year, so for 09, like I said, let's just assume that the revenue guarantee for 09 ends up being $600 per acre on corn acres. Right now, that means that the price component of that guarantee would be about $4. The yield component would be about 170 bushels. And then you're guaranteed 90% of the product of those two. So that's about $600. What that means then for 2010 is that the revenue guarantee cannot be any more than $660, and it can't be any lower than $540. Okay, so every year, it is a rolling average, but there's a limit on the movement in that guarantee. So if prices move up or down a little bit over the next year, that revenue guarantee can change, but there's a limit on how much it can change, and it's that limit is 10% from the previous year's guarantee.
Okay, and that's something producers are relatively used to out of the insurance programs. It's a $1.50 move or a dollar move, depending on which insurance they have. So they've seen these kinds of limits. This time it's on an acre as opposed to on a bushel.
Yeah, that's correct. But in any given year, the revenue guarantee technically is calculated as the average of the previous 5 years of yields multiplied times the last 2 years of U.S. average prices times 90%. There's just a limit on how much it can move from the previous year's guarantee.
And hold on, what's the limit again? Maybe I was either not listening or I didn't hear it. What's the limit move? How is it calculated?
Okay, the limit move is 10% from the previous year. So, like I said, assuming we move forward here and we have a $600 per acre revenue guarantee or something in that neighborhood, that means that no matter what happens to prices in 2009, the revenue guarantee for 2010 on corn acres for the acre program would not be able to be any higher than $660 or any lower than $540.
So, in the worst case scenario, and I'm not very good with stats, so if things went down at the most, you could be off by something less than 40%, I think, in the fifth year out from this current year.
Yeah, if over the next 5 years we were in an environment of continually falling prices, that does set an absolute limit for the lowest possible level that revenue guarantee could be at in 2012. So actually, acre would look really good in an environment of falling prices because there'd be a high probability of receiving payments each year.
And in prices that were going up, I suppose it wouldn't matter very much.
Yeah, prices going up, basically both program options would be irrelevant. At this point, the countercyclical program, LDPs or marketing loan gains are irrelevant. If prices continue to move up, they would continue to be irrelevant, and then the acre program would also not produce any payments.
Okay, so as a farmer, what I really want to know is in the last year of the program, with the number, have you figured at the numbers you're at what the guarantee would be then? Because we'd know it. I mean, you should know it.
Well, it's highly unlikely that the guarantee would reach
I want to know, because I'm a betting man, I want to know what I'm betting on. I want to know what the pull out is. If everything goes completely to pot, really to pot, what am I betting on?
Let's see here. Right? So you want to know the minimum revenue guarantee you could have in 2012, in year five? Well, again, that
Does that make some sense to you?
Yeah. I could calculate.
That's what I really want to know.
I could calculate it in my head quick, I guess. Let's see.
Okay, so because I like facts and figure here, I made him actually, well, I was using the calculator
on my
computer.
600 times 0.9.
With the right number. It was more than 390, less than 400. And then what you don't hear is a question I ask after the fact, after this is over, about what that calculates out to the price of corn might be. He divided the number by... Actually, I did, by 175, which is bushels per acre, or 175 bushels to the acre, and it showed in the fifth year, the payout you're going to hear about momentarily, comes at 175 bushels to the acre and a 225 market price for corn. Of course, depending on your acreage, that both of those numbers could move, the 225 and the 175.
Okay. Yeah, so the absolute minimum... again, this is assuming we have a $600 revenue guarantee on corn. The absolute minimum revenue guarantee you'd have in 2012 would be just a little over $390 per acre. But that's probably not a very likely scenario. That would mean that we'd be hitting that 10% down limit on the revenue guarantee each year.
Anything else about acre that I should know?
Well, again, the sense I get from the farm community is that the acre program is relatively complex, and I guess at first look, it probably does seem fairly complex just with the rules that are involved with it. But I would like to say that while you are giving up some guaranteed money in that reduction in guaranteed payments, what you're getting back, what you're effectively paying for is an option that, based on the analysis we've done, is a better than fair premium for that option. Okay, so while there are some years that you probably will not get an acre payment, in expectation, it looks like those dollars you give up in direct payments will come back to you through the acre program. And the thing about acre is, the way it's set up, you'll likely be getting those dollars in years when you really need them.
That was ag economist and ag policy expert from the University of Illinois, Nick Polson. You can read more from Nick and other ag economists on campus at the FarmDoc website on the ACRE program. Anytime you'd like, just visit farmdoc.uiuc.edu. And don't forget to hit the crop insurance section there as well, because those calculators have been updated. So the crop insurance section should be pretty important to farmers and others out there interested in agriculture in this month of February. I'm Todd Gleason.